Welcome back. After a nil-all draw against the Wanderers in week one of the A-League, Sydney FC are going in search of their first win of the season against Macarthur tomorrow night in Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. But they have got some injury dramas. Head coach Steve Corica is on the line. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I guess you're looking forward to getting on the board. It didn't go the way that you would have wanted in round one of the A-League, the brand new season. But from what I've read and what I've seen after that match, you weren't too disappointed with the performance of your men.
No, definitely not. I thought we played really well. We dominated most parts of that game. We pinned them in, especially in the second half. I think we need to improve in areas in the final third and creating a few more chances we normally do. But in this game, obviously, they defended really well. It's always going to be a tight game, the first game of the season, and in a big derby as well. So a lot of positives come out of it. Obviously, a draw is not bad. We went in to get 3 points, but, a draw is not too bad at the start of the season.
How much, then, did Wednesday night's 4-2 win over Sydney Olympic help in the FFA Cup?
Well, obviously, getting a win is great, moving through to the next round, but we had our casualties as well. Luke Braddon's obviously done his knee, so he's out for the season. So, sometimes, there's positives, obviously, in that game. Four different goal scorers. I don't think we played that well in the game, but, there's obviously negatives as well with Braddon getting injured, which is not great for us.
Yeah, so just reconfirm that. We were unaware of exactly what the fallout was. So Luke is definitely gone for the season.
Yeah, he's done his ACL, so you'll see a surgeon next week, and then get it done probably late next week, I think. So it's disappointing, obviously, for him and for the club as well. He's obviously a big player for us, and we're all disappointed for him.
Yeah, you never want to start the season with injuries, but you're always going to have to deal with them throughout the season, aren't you? So do you have anyone coming back for tomorrow night?
Yeah, we've got a few out at the moment. But Acosta's pretty close. I think we'll just have to wait and see today how he goes at training. But I think probably next week we'll probably have a couple back, I think. A couple of the boys back, probably Donaghy and Costa.
Steve, there was a bit of talk around after the first set of games that there was a bit of rust in the players, that it just looked as though the off-season was too long and it's going to take a while to get back in. What did you see from your position, especially with your team? Did you see a little bit of rust there, or do you think you're just waiting for it?
No, I don't. Yeah, no, it's definitely not rust at all. I think, we've had 4 months pre-season and it's expected in the first game of the season. It's, no one wants to lose the game. So, I was happy the way we played. Just some days you don't have that final pass or execution in the final third, and we didn't have that the other night. We created a couple of chances, but we need to be better in the final third. Other than that, defensively I thought we were really really good, and with the ball building up we were good. So I wouldn't call it rust. No.
Have you been keeping an eye on the weather? Because it's not too good today, and I don't think it's going to be too good tomorrow. So have you got your wet weather planned for tomorrow night?
Yeah, definitely. It's not looking good at all today, and I think tomorrow is much the same. So we'll just get the rain jackets on and get underway. It rained a little bit on Wednesday night in the Cup as well, but it looks pretty bad these next couple of days.
Tell us about Macarthur. How do you approach a game against them?
Obviously, we just do our homework on them, do our video and make sure we're set up properly defensively. They have a lot of new players into the team and a lot of attacking players as well. So, obviously, we need to be aware of their danger players. But we worry about ourselves as well, how we want to play, how we want to dominate the game and be positive and, improve from last week. And that's creating more chances and hopefully scoring some goals.
And just finally, we're in a new era for football in this country and so much coming at us. As somebody who's been around the game for so long, do you feel that we're on the start of something pretty special again here in the game?
Yeah, it's a bit like the first season, I think. When the A-League started, there was a lot of excitement around about that. And I feel much the same this time round. Obviously, Paramount and Channel 10... it has come in and it's a change, and it's a great change. And obviously APL taking over as well. I think they're leading the way, and we're going really well at the moment, and it's all exciting, and we'll see how the season pans out.
Yeah, not to mention tomorrow the Matildas against against the US. Will you have one eye on the telly for that while you're preparing for your game tomorrow night?
No, full concentration. Obviously, you'll see the result after they play. But, yeah, obviously, we've got a job to do and make sure we get the win.
Good on you, Steve. Thanks for your time this morning. All the best against MacArthur tomorrow night, 7:45 kickoff at Netstrata Jubilee.
Appreciate it. Thanks.